Blog Talk Radio.
First of all, we got to thank God. If you hear my voice now or later, you are blessed. Thank God for opportunity. Thank you, Jesus, for being alive. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't praise him enough, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical time. This is why prayer is so important. I am convinced everybody on the planet needs prayer. I don't care if they believe or not. They still need prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. We got to love them. We got to love them in. Amen. I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the only way. He is the only way. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, put that number out there, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. We are excited about you being with us today on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw as well, coming up later on. Thank you so much for that. But, ladies and gentlemen, that number, I want you to tweet it out, fax it out, email, whatever you got to do, call somebody. Bishop is on right now, 347-843-4559, praying for you, praying for our nation, praying for people all across the globe. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go to the Word of God. Amen. Amen. What a marvelous, marvelous day. But these are some critical times, ladies and gentlemen, and we must stay soaked in prayer each and every day. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be reading part of Psalm 68, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 68, 1 through 4. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalm 68, ladies and gentlemen, as we go to the Word. Matter of fact, we got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise for His Word. His Word will never fail and never stop. Amen. That's all we got is the Word. Amen. Amen. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're going to go to the Word. Psalms 68, 1 through 4. Let God arise, that His enemies be scattered. And let them also hate him, flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of the Lord. Amen. But let the righteous be glad. Amen. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Let's take a pause for the cause and give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that verse right there. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. And verse 4, ladies and gentlemen, says, sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Get your own song, ladies and gentlemen. Get that song in your heart and sing it. Extol him. Extol him, ladies and gentlemen, that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him evermore, ladies and gentlemen. That was Psalm 68, 1 through 4. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise as we go to open up the mic for Bishop. Thank you so much. Bishop, thank you so much this morning for being with us. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy, your grace and your love. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning against murder of our young people, oh God. We pray against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to watch over their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. God, although we ask you to reveal, expose, and destroy those murderers, reveal them, God. Reveal them, God. Let them be caught in the name of Jesus. Father God, I know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we even think or ask. And Father God, God, we thank you, God, even as we pray for those hurting parents, God. We pray, God, that you would encourage them and strengthen them in this time, in this hour. Father God, we thank you, God, as you be with them, God, and give them comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for our nation, oh God. We pray for our governor. We pray for our president, God. We pray, God, for the United States of America. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for your people. God, we pray for the body of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover us in your blood, God. Cover us, God. Keep us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Your words say, God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray this morning against mental illness, God. We pray against delusion, God. We pray against that spirit of confusion, God. We pray against that spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, of unforgiveness. Father God, destroy that yoke in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for families this morning. We pray, God, for your protection of God and keeping them, God. God, we pray this morning for that man, that person, that individual that is sick, God, with diseases, God. We pray that you will heal them, God. They're those that have cancer, God. We know that you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a keeper. You're a savior, Father. We pray for those families this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. And God, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chest of our peace was on you, but with your stripe we are healed. We thank you this morning for the many, many blessings you have stored upon your people. We thank you, God, for the opportunity, God, that you've made available. And God, open our eyes that we may see, God. Open our ears that we may hear, and our heart that we will receive your word and your instruction, God. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you continue to supply every need, God, in the lives of people, God. We thank you, God, that you're providing, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for good health, Lord. We thank you, God, that you paid the ultimate price, God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen us. God, in the name of Jesus, you strengthen your people everywhere. Father God, we thank you, God, for overflow, God. We thank you for overflow, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for renewing in the spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father. As you look on the body of Christ, God, we need you in this hour. We need you. We pray for other countries. We pray for Haiti, God, for the tragedy that's going on there, God. We pray that, God, you will comfort those people, that you will supply, God, their needs in this time, God, by other countries, God, being a help to them. We thank you, God. We give you glory and honor, God. We adore you, God. And we look on those people, God, in the foreign countries that's in war, you know, and God, we pray for those people, God. We pray, God, that your angels encamp about those people, God. And oh, God, protect them from danger, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you for all that you are doing. We thank you for your word, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send them. God, and we thank you, God, that you have made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You paid the ultimate price, God, and you told us, God, that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And Father, we thank you right now that you said your word, God, that we will be lenders and not borrowers, God. We will have, God, and we thank you, God, that you are supplying that need. And you, that God, you've given us wisdom to obtain wealth, God. We thank you for it, God, and we give you glory and honor. We adore you for all the things that you're doing. We pray for that unfortunate family this morning, that family that without this morning, the family that have lost their jobs and their home, God. We pray, God, that you would encourage them and bless them with more jobs, bless them with another home, bless them, God, but protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory and honor, God. We thank you, Lord. Let us be sensitive to what's going on around us. Let us be sensitive in this hour of life, God. Let us be sensitive to your word. Let us be a doers, God, of your word, not just hearers, but let us be doers of your word. We thank you this morning, O Heavenly Father. God, we glorify you, God. Your word say, no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us, God. But we thank you. You promised us, God, and we thank you, God, that we give you glory for it, God, that we are in good health. We are healthy, God. We will be whole, God. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. You promised us that, God. You promised us a spiritual good life, God, and a healthy life, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to look on the body of Christ as never before. Bind us together with cords. Bind us together in unity and love, God. Let us have a forgiving heart in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory for it. We pray for our young people that's going to school, God. We pray for those young children, God, as you protect them, Lord. Protect their lives, God. God, look on their parents, God. Protect them and strengthen them, God. Give them wisdom, God. And God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Even the teachers, in the faculty members, all of those that's involved in the school system. God, we thank you, God, as you protect them from this virus, God. Protect them from this disease, God. Protect them from this sickness, God. Lord, and we thank you, God, as you protect the little children, these children, God. Protect them, God, each and every day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you, Lord, and heal those that are sick, those that have cancer, God, those that have high blood pressure, those that have diabetes, those that are waiting on kidneys, God. Lord, allow them to be blessed to get one, Lord, to receive one. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. We thank you, God, that you are so awesome, God. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are our Creator. You are our Savior. You are our Keeper, God. You are our Provider, God. You are our Waymaker, Lord. You are our Burden Bearer, God. You are our Comforter, Jesus. We thank you. And we give you glory and honor today. We pray for our nation. We need you as never before, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, protect, God, in the name of Jesus, those of God, protect that child that's gone away from home, the parents don't know where they are. God, protect that individual, that whether they be adult or whether they be a child, God, protect them, God, from all evil, God, protect them from all danger. And Father, we give you glory and honor, God. We know that you are such an awesome God. Not only do we just come to you to ask you to do things for us, God, but we thank you for the things that you have already done. We thank you for life and health and strength. We thank you, God, for keeping our minds in perfect peace. We thank you, God, that you have provided so many, many times. You have kept us from all danger. We give you glory and honor today, and we give you thank you and give you praise for what you're going to do in days to come. We give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for revival breaking out in America, God. Revival, send revival, God, in our hearts, God, in our spirit, man, God. Send revival, God. Keep us in perfect peace, God. Keep our minds stayed on you. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are the one that is able to do all things. You are the one that will make a way out of no one. You are the one that will comfort those that need comfort. And Father, we pray for that individual may be in the nursing home this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for Apostle Samuel William. We pray, God, for his healing, God. We pray totally healing of his body, God. We pray for his family. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for Sister Janet this morning, God, as you continue to heal her body, God. You know you're able to heal to the utmost. And God, we thank you for many, many more as you heal those that are sick this morning, those that may be on ventilators this morning, those that may be the doctors have given up, God. But we know that you have not given up, God, and you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And we give you thanks for it today, God. We thank you for the good times and the bad times, God. We thank you for the ups and the downs, oh, Heavenly Father. We thank you for keeping our minds in spite of what's going on in this world. God, keep us, God, under your blood. And we pray, God, and we pray, God, and we pray, God, that you would bless the people of God everywhere. Bless your people everywhere. Bind together the unity for the body of Christ. God, keep us with the mind stayed on you. We pray for leaders this morning, God. We pray for pastors, God, in the name of Jesus. As you strengthen those, God, strengthen them, God, and all the things that they have to face, God, all the things that they're facing with the families and all the things they're facing with the congregations, God. We ask you to bless their congregations, God. Bless those people, oh, Heavenly Father. Bless those, God, and those going out to give to other people. We thank you and we give you glory and honor. We adore you for all that you are doing in this hour, in this time. And God, prepare us for your return. Prepare us for your coming. Prepare us that when we get ready to leave this place, Lord, because we know we are just passing through. And God, but let us occupy until you come. And we thank you for all that you are doing And we glorify you. We praise you this morning for that less fortunate unchild this morning, that child that may be homeless, that parent that may be homeless this morning. We pray for those that are mental illness, those that are walking the streets, God. We pray, God, that you will break away, that you will provide, that God, that you will bring healing to their minds. We bring healing to their minds, God. You are able to make their mind operate properly. You're able to make those cells in their body operate properly. You are able to turn that situation around, God. We thank you and we praise you and we adore you for all that you have done even now and the thing that you're going to do in days to come. We forever give you praise. We pray for one another. Keep our minds. We pray for families, God. We pray for husbands and wives. We pray for families that you will continue to bless in a great and a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard Bishop pray for you, your family, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and people around the world. And we're just excited about you being with us today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise once again for Bishop. We just prayed for you. It's a wonderful day for prayer. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, also, we always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Dr. Crenshaw, good morning to you as well. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God for this beautiful Saturday morning. And most importantly, thank God he woke us up. Praise the Lord this morning. Thank God he woke us up and we are yet alive and well. And we have the activities of our limbs. We can see. Praise God. And we have ears and we can hear. You know, sometimes we forget about those simple things. That we were just able to get up this morning. Nobody had to get us up out of the bed, but we just need to take a moment and tell God thank you. Praise God that we're still here and we're still in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. And while we're still here, the Bible says we're going to occupy until he comes. So I'm encouraged with the scripture that Elder Kevin read this morning in Psalm 68, which is one of my favorite scriptures, is let God arise. And those first three or four words is very key. Let God arise, because there is so much stuff rising in these last days. But we need to make sure that whatever we're doing, whatever we're going through, that our faith is alive. And we're going to let God arise so the enemy can be scattered. Praise God. God can do nothing unless we trust him, believe him, continue to have faith in him. Praise God. So I want to encourage all of you that's listening, realizing the times that we're living in, take some time and study the Word of God. Study the book of Revelation. Study and ask God to give you clarity and understanding. I just felt the leadership of the Holy Spirit this week just to begin to dig back into that book in alignment with the book of Daniel, because this is the season and the time that we are not in. We are right in the midst of the end time. And what we don't want to do is be caught off guard, because the Word of God is not hid in our hearts and we do not have clear understanding. The Bible said, and all about getting, get a good understanding. It is time to understand, know the Word of God, know what he's saying in these end times. So find yourself. I encourage you, study the Word of God. Spend some time in the book of Revelations. Many times people kind of shy away from this book because it may seem a little bit traumatic and fearful, but needless or not, we're living in perilous times, and we are approaching many of what God has revealed is revealing in that book. So I encourage you, please, spend some time in prayer. Spend some time studying the book of Revelation. Pray that God would help you to understand, praise God, that we are not caught off guard. The Word of the Lord said, if it were possible, the enemy would deceive the very elect of God. If it were possible, So if we stay in the Word and we stay close to Him, praise God, we will not be deceived. Praise God. We cannot feel that we're okay just because we went to church on Sunday morning, just because, praise God, that we're going about doing good things. We have to be watchful. The Bible said, watch and pray. Get in the Word of God. I can't say that enough. Understand the Word of God and understand what's happening in these end times. Because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he is deceitful. Satan is deceitful. And that's why we need to pray. And pray that we have the gift of discernment, that God will cover our families and cover our homes, as Bishop has prayed tonight. Cover, cover, cover. That needs to be our constant prayer. Cover, 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 cover my household, cover my home, cover my children, cover my finances. God, cover, cover, cover. Praise God, needs to be our prayer. Praise God that everywhere we go, that the angel of the Lord will go before us and dismantle every agenda of the enemy. Praise God. When Jesus come back, let there yet be faith in the earth. Lord, that our hope is only in him. Jesus Christ is our only hope. So be encouraged. I encourage you once again, get in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. Hide the Word of the Lord in your heart that you may not sin against him. God bless you. God bless you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Dr. Prince Dahl. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is prayer time with Bishop John Prince Dahl and Dr. Prince Dahl. Thank you so much, Doc, for that powerful information and, of course, the Word. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you got it. I hope you picked it up. You've got to stay in the Word. You have to read the Word. You have to study the Word of God. It must be in your heart, mind, and subconscious every day. Yes, yes, yes. You must be in the Word, as Bishop tells you so many times, and never give up as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're going to turn this back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us this morning.
God bless you. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, those words of encouragement, words of exaltation. Let us know to continue to read the Word of God and believe in God for the miracles to take place in our lives, that he will keep us in perfect peace and our mind stayed on him. As we continue to pray for one another, continue to pray and seek the face of God, and God is going to do great things in your life, and he will keep you from falling. Praise God. He will keep us in this last day that we live in. Pray for one another. We can't get enough prayer. God bless you this morning. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Doc, thank you so much for being with us on the network today. No doubt about it. People are being blessed all across the land. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the man and woman of God this morning. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And know, as Bishop always said, know that we're always praying for you. We're praying for you, thinking about our families and our friends and our coworkers. And we lift up everybody today in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we just thank you for Bishop and Doc being with us this morning to give us that encouragement in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Don't forget the Word, folks. Do not forget it. Do not forget it. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a powerful day today. I want you to enjoy your wonderful day today, no matter what's going on. You can take charge of the day through the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, and know that God loves you and wants you to enjoy your family, enjoy your life. And as Doc would say, keep it moving, folks. Some things are not that serious. Now, you got to pay attention. You got some things are not that serious, but you must pay attention and enjoy your wonderful life. Amen. So have a great day today, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. Lord willing, we'll be back on Sunday evening at 8 p.m. in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to leave you with a wonderful song for Mr. Jones here, Forever Jones. He wants it all. So thank God for you today in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a God that walks over the earth.
He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idol. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all.
Prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen, forever and forever. God bless you. Have a great day. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop.